John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcast. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Live. And now we're recording. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. That is my friend Dan Rourke. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm honored to be sitting here with you today after that was quite a premonition you had yesterday, dude, to a T on that Volpe wild pitch. So I'm honored to be here once again, dude.
I am really happy to have you here with me. Sorting out the YouTube back end. Yeah, that's I've been thinking about it because people are saying like, oh, best premonition ever. Sure, the best. But like, I don't know. I had like some other weird ones this year that I'm equally proud of. Like, do you think that one's weirder or the one where I did like when Willie Calhoun first played right field? I think I had a premonition that was, oh, ball hits off the wall, goes past him, and IKF has to pick that up. I think this one's weirder.
Well, because this one you had, didn't you predict the pitcher as well?
I didn't even like realize exactly how crazy it was, like if it were to happen, because it was the runner, the pitcher, and the pitch. I said, oh yeah, Powerson gets away from him. The part that's that'll kill me inside. I don't know if that ball was slippery enough.
I think it was a Hall of Fame pick, BBD. Hall of Fame game last night, too. Bro, classic example. They're down 3-0. In my head, I assume they're going to lose naturally. That's where the pessimism in me does creep out a little bit. But always say, you know, comeback victories, all these highlights I'll watch comeback victories in the past. In that moment, did they think they were going to come back and win? No. So you stick with it, you watch, and good win, dude. It's a good win yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased. It was like the second the Volpe play happens, because you know, I mean, IKF had just gotten thrown out at the plate on another contact play. Like, I don't know how the Yankees not really adjusted to that. I haven't fully taken that play in because the game worked out. Maybe it wasn't a bad send, but
the contact play, my natural reaction usually is pretty annoyed by it, but there's been some times where it has worked this year. So yesterday I was able to, like, all right, knew they'd probably going on contact, they did, just didn't work out, but hey. Baseball gods looked out for us, man. Nice little wild pitch. And then Harrison Bader, baby.
Bader's the fucking man. He's so cool. Yeah. He's so cool. I can't believe, but I know, really easy to say in hindsight, but I was psyched when I was doing the DJ pick. I was for Homer draft yesterday. I was cycling between like him. Do I use Bader now? And Higgy was the other guy I was thinking about. And of course, Bader and Higgy Homer. It's all right. So that part was a waste.
I see a
makes up for yesterday, but
people were talking about it on Twitter. I guess how you guys on Talking Yanks will talk about how Bader's kind of the most electric player, exciting player behind Judge, or like their best player behind Judge. That's like, so it really is true. I thought about it.
He like makes the team go. After Judge, nobody makes the team go more than Bader.
Totally,
just what he does on both ends of the ball. He's really good, really fun. Cool as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the haircut was brand new yesterday, right? Like I don't think he had.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had a little bit of a cut before he came back from the IL, but yesterday he looked totally shaved. Like, he went almost buzz cut, pretty much. So, man, whatever works for him, I guess. I like the long hair, but he could have kept it too, bro, honestly. I mean, the beard, sure, you get rid of, but he could have kept the long hair.
His hair wasn't in a bad spot, but I'm guessing first game back from the road trip, that the barber was at the stadium. So I'm guessing more guys got haircuts. This is just the only one I heard about and noticed. Didn't watch the game on TV. Was out in the Bronx for it.
You were?
So I made somewhat of a last second choice. My brother had like a group of people that were going to the game. And I think people dropped out because it was going to rain. So he's like, we have three extra seats. If you want to just come? Like, all right, I'll come. So that was good.
Thank God
the rain was the overpick. Super
doubleheader super today nice. Would have sucked.
Doubleheader.
Where were you sitting?
It was like on the third baseline in like the 300s. The 300s are cool. I like that level. You see everything.
Yeah, third base line too is nice, and that's good for the Bader homer.
Yeah, and early in the game when sun's still a factor, we were shaded at that point, so that worked. Mm. We didn't even discuss today's lineup yet. Holy shit! And they did some weirdness. We got Anthony Rizzo leading off at first base. Gleyber Torres batting second, playing second. Giancarlo Stanton bats third. He is the DH. Jake Bauer's back in there. His first game in the four hole, because those of you who listen to Talking Yanks, at the end we did trivia and I was naming all the guys who batted fourth. Bauer's hadn't done it yet. Today he's in there. Yanks are listening. He's in right field. Harrison Bader bats fifth, center field. Volpe's batting sixth at short. IKF third base day. He bats seventh. Oswaldo Cabrera goes to left field. He bats eighth, getting a start today. And Jose Trevino starts the day game behind the plate.
Interesting, dude. It's interesting. First time this year, Rizzo leading off.
Another first. We earlier in that episode did trivia about the leadoff spot. Yanks just knocked off two things that I was like, oh, I'm surprised this hasn't happened yet. Did them both today.
What was the other one?
Bowers hadn't batted fourth yet.
Okay. Yeah. Also, IKF at third base, man. That's kind of interesting. Obviously, DJ and Donaldson have been bad. And IKF, his last 30 games. Or really, I mean, last 30 games batting 311. A couple homers, 350 OBP. But last 15, 325 he's hitting with an 891 OPS. And I've been saying, you know, Yankees, I'm not saying IKF's going to be our everyday left fielder, but third base, not saying he's the answer, but maybe you start seeing him out there a little bit more.
And DJ and Donaldson both have not gone in a long time. So nope. If that's the answer, hey, sure. At least for
Bader, Volpe, IKF, that's quite a trio right there, bro, in the 5-6-7. I like that.
The fact that I believe in like that group of three guys this much offensively is I wouldn't have had that to begin the year. Like Bader, I liked, but I was still at a point of like, yeah, he'll hit about league average and be whatever. Like,
right
at this point in the year, I'm fully on like a, even if the numbers are what the numbers are, he makes so much go.
It's amazing too, Volpe, how good he's looking. It totally changes like the trajectory of the lineup. Just looking at it, my excitement for the game. Normally, Volpe in the sixth spot, I'd be like, oh man, I mean, just this lineup period, it's actually kind of an ugly looking lineup.
But on paper, I should hate all of this.
Right, exactly. That's how I like, but I feel fine. I really do. It just comes down to kind of, I mean, the first three hitters are probably the ones I had the least confidence in right now, but that's the same old story we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's been the story of this team. And you know, Rizzo get him in a new spot, maybe that sparks something. We need his power to come back, but he's at least for a little bit now been like getting on base and getting singles. And true. So I'm not mad at him. He hasn't homered in a really long time.
I'm not even mad at any. That guy talks, you know, Rizzo, Gleyber, Stanton, they've done enough for me to where I talk about their slump a little more nuanced. Like it's not in a disrespectful manner to where I would maybe Josh Donaldson. I just assume they're going to be fine until then. I'll criticize, but I don't ever roast them. I sit back and wait for them to produce. And in the meantime, I'm
100%
like lukewarm on not rude to them, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's just like, hey, it's not fun. We're all on the same page there. Like in general, I've seen them do well at stretches this year. Gleyber offensively, I have no issues for most of this year. He's been the only guy pretty consistently hitting. So
and Stan looked pretty good yesterday too. I mean that double off the wall, I was so sure that was gone, just barely missed. And then
gone.
Even more impressive I thought was that single off Cano. That single off, I believe it was Cano, that line drive right up the middle.
So, yeah, then
I mean, comes into there's signs. Play. There's signs.
Is that yeah, Stanton might be back. I think his numbers in the Cardinals series were good. The A's got him going a little bit. He's obviously good against them. So
the ball goes like a foot to the right. He has a homer in St. Louis as well. So
yeah, I forgot about the foul homer. So this series will be the last three games of this series will be telling. But he might be back to go because he's
good numbers over the last week.
Like it.
Let's discuss the path to victory. Eliminate some guys. Nick Ramirez, I don't expect to see today. 23 pitches. Tommy Kahnle, I don't expect to see today after 22 pitches. Everyone else, I think, is on the menu. Cordero, maybe not 42 pitches 2 days ago, but I don't think he's part of a path to victory with his current standing on the team. Who are the Yankees starting today? It's Clark. At this point, he's been pretty good for a while. I'm comfortable saying he'll go six. And King and Wandy, wrap this thing up. Get Clay a day of rest. But Clay's there if you need him.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you got me or not. My video cut out a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, so what are you saying? You're saying you want six from Clark? Or you're expecting six from Clark?
Yeah, I think we can pencil in six from Clark at this point, assuming, a good scenario. And then with probably Ramirez, Cordero, Kahnle out, I would guess just Wandy and King wrap this thing up. Holmes is there if you want him.
Yeah, I mean, six would be nice. I'll anticipate he probably maybe pitches into the sixth, goes like five and a third.
Yeah, now five's probably the away smart
Clay.
Play.
You're taking away Clay. You're taking away Kahnle. And who else?
Clay I've got available if we need him. But if it can get him a day, take it.
Yeah. Let's see. Abreu. I feel like Abreu. I could see Abreu getting into this game. He pitched on, Sunday, I believe.
It looks like Saturday and Thursday. He pitched less than 10 pitches in each of those games. So he's due for a big outing at some point.
Yeah. If Clark can get us into the sixth, having like only allowed two or three runs, I probably would take that and then hand it over the bullpen. Which, bro, speaking of, I just want to shout him out real quick. Nick Ramirez, dude. I mean, perfect example of Yankee just finding these dudes off the streets, turning them into elite bullpen arms. I mean, I liked what Paul O'Neill was saying yesterday. No matter what happens from this point forward, after Ramirez locked it down, he's the player of the game. I thought that was so true. So shout out to him. But yeah, Clark, he'll be pitching the sixth, two, three runs, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, to just, hey, we're just looking for not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm excited for Rodon in a few days. That's going to be fun. I think we're ready for one of the best parts of the show, the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. Neither of us got on the board yesterday. I had Rizzo and DJ. They didn't homer. You had Glaber and IKF. I had the first pick today. With the first pick, I will take Giancarlo Stanton. I think he's going to go. And I think there's a good chance he sits one of the next two games, just the way Yankees do things. So let's use him while he's in the lineup. He's DHing. He should get four at-bats today. Let's go, Big G.
I like it. I'm gonna take Bowers out of the cleanup spot, assuming I'm allowed to.
You are allowed to. I was hoping you might not take him. He was the other guy I was looking at.
I feel really good about Bowers. He swings for the most part. This whole season have been good, but lately still hitting the ball well. Four spot, righty on the bump. I don't know if you still got me or not.
I've got you now. Did you make a second pick? If you did, I missed that. But
BBD. Oh, okay. All right. Let's see here. We'll go with now. Who's off the table for me again? I think it cut out if you said that.
Off the board for you are Glaber, IKF. I have Stanton today, and you've already selected Bowers.
All right, Volpe. Back to back.
I like that. Anthony Volpe. I with the next pick. So can't take Bowers, Volpe, already has Stanton, Rizzo, DJ. Glaber. Let's Glaber, let's do it. Taken, yeah. Over under. The line is 9. Line's 9. I believe in Clark and our pen. I think we'll put up some runs, but I think I'm on the under today. Day game, little rain slop. The game's not going to start on time. So I don't know. I'm on the under.
Number's 9, line's 9. I'm easily going under.
Under.
I think we're looking at, I think we're getting another 6-3. Well, that would actually
be a push.
9 then. So I'll take a push. I'll push, yes. Can I do that, or is that illegal?
That's allowed. It'd be the first push selected this year. A lot of times they don't make it an exact run line, exact like number. So it's not an option most of the time. But I like taking the push.
A little push, bro. I'll take a little push. 6-3 Yankees win again. Take two first two games of the series. Feeling good. 6-3. Somebody hits a nice big homer. We're not in the premonish section yet, but I'm giving my premonish.
Yeah, I mean we're kind of there if you've got it on your heart.
My premonish today. Well, let me feel it out a little bit.
I'm Dude, you know what I think? At this team, trying to see what I see.
My premonition is just the Yankees come out strong right out of the gate today. Good vibes coming off last night. You start up today full live feeling good, and there's like some sort of 3-run homer instant right out of the gate, or just like a lockdown 1-2-3, less than 10 pitch first inning for Clark. Yankees quickly strike in the first, to where people are saying, oh man, this feels good. Happy 4th of July. You start cracking your beers open early. You get the grill going earlier, ready to go. Quick
Ooh.
Start for the Yanks.
I think what I just saw plays really well off of what you've got. Yanks are up a few, but maybe it's in that, you know, Clark starts the 6th and gets into a little bit of trouble. Like a couple guys get on because they've stacked some lefties against Clark. It's a great lane for Wandy Peralta to come in. There's like multiple guys on base when he comes in and he shuts the door on him. Wandy's officially back. He's had some weird vibes for a little bit. Wandy's back. He walks off the mound really happy. We're happy for him. We're happy to have him. And yeah, Yanks will win.
I like that. I like that a lot. And Wandy, he looked, I don't know if it was the last inning or not, but he's starting to look a little better.
He's looking
a little
better. Efficient. He's looking better.
So I like the vibe of that pick.
Yeah. And he announces himself back. All right.
That's the official. I'm back. Good shit, BBD. I like that.
Good shit. Everyone enjoy the 4th of July. Everyone enjoy the baseball. If that's going to be part of your day, I would assume it is if you're listening to the pregame show. Probably pretty excited about that. Happy birthday, John Sterling.
Yes. Do you still do the Sterling calls account? Is that still going?
Yeah. Yes. But like he hasn't announced as often. Like he doesn't do as many of the road trips. And then I've gone, and it feels like nights I've been going to games are nights that moments are happening. So I go back and do them later.
Mm.
So today I'll be on. I'll be
nice
doing it legit.
Happy birthday, John Sterling. Apologies for my internet today, guys. I have a dude coming Thursday, so I'm the reason why this is probably all blurry. Dude's coming on Thursday. It'll be all fixed. But, yeah, sorry if I was a frozen image today. It's but it could good. Be good luck.
We love you.
Worked yesterday.
It worked.